It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we kick off a huge week of high school hoops on the hardwood here on WCDO. We'll start it off tonight live from Gilbertsville, not Upton Central School. We're right on Route 51 for a boys Tri-Valley matchup tonight between the GMU Raiders and the visiting Franklin Purple Devils. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. A huge matchup here tonight, folks. And, you know, when we've seen these two teams this year on CDO, we've seen some very, very good basketball between GMU and Franklin. And both of these teams are kind of fighting right now for that third and fourth spot. And it's really a different show this year in the Tri-Valley. If you follow local basketball, the Tri-Valley has switched to the same playoff system as the MAC. And that's not where you have the two divisions. It's where the top four teams in the league will go 1-4, 2-3 in terms of the seeding. And the two winners from those two games will move on to the Tri-Valley Championship in just a couple of weeks in February. So right now, Franklin and GMU are kind of both fighting for that 3 and that 4 spot. So they're really looking to jump into the playoffs and hopefully get into that 3 spot where they could maybe face Morris in the first round. If you're in the 4 spot, it certainly looks like you're going to have to match up with Lawrence. So they're on the outside looking in right now in terms of not knowing where they're going to be. A win here for either side tonight could really go a long way. And from talking to the Franklin coaching staff this past weekend when I had a chance to catch up with them, they said if we can win out over our next few games, we'll be guaranteed the 3 spot. If we don't, then it's all up in the air from there. So it's certainly one of those things where you win, you take care of your own business, you're set to go. If you lose, you're kind of leaving it in the hands of the basketball gods. You don't know what exactly is going to happen, you know, and it's all going to depend on how the other teams that are fighting for those spots, how they're going to do. Because right now you have Lawrence, Morris, GMU, Franklin, and Edmiston. That's five teams really fighting for those top four spots. So it's a very interesting situation. A lot of it will be played out in front of us right here tonight at GMU. We're going to take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem when we come back. Boys Tri-Valley basketball action here tonight between GMU. They're the home school against the visiting Franklin Purple Devils. Great players on both sides. Set to be a good one here tonight live from GMU. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. We'll be back with tip-off in just a couple of minutes here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Dell High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop Photoshop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton, as we get set for boys Tri-Valley action tonight between GMU and visiting Franklin. Let's get through our starting lineups here. First for Daryl Beers and the Franklin Purple Devils. Joe Cerro wearing number 3. He's just a sophomore. Their leader, number 10, Derek Beers. He's a senior. Also a senior, number 14, Max Carey. A senior, number 24, Turner Thies. And a freshman, number 32, Carson Dutcher. On the other side for GMU and head coach Greg Bonskowski, number 2, a sophomore, Hunter Lockwood. A senior, number 24, Matt Delaney. A sophomore, number 32, Ethan Butts. Also a sophomore, number 33, Mackenzie Clune. And number 35, a senior, the guy who can hit the three-pointers, Nate O'Hara. So that is our starting lineups here for tonight. It's a packed house here at GMU. Great to see the support here for this boys team at GMU that is having a heck of a year, that's for sure. So GMU is in the home white uniforms tonight. They just got these new uniforms in the middle of the year, and boy, do they look sharp with the royal blue trim as well as the gold trim. It says Raiders in blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Franklin also with new uniforms this year. They're in the road purple uniforms with the white and the gold trim as well. And we'll get set here for the opening tip-off. So GMU, even though starting three sophomores, they have come a long, long way. They were state-ranked for a little bit this year. They've been on the honorable mention for the rest of it. A team that this community can be very proud of here between Gilbertsville and Mount Upton. Same thing for Franklin. They've been on the honorable mention for the Class D state list for most of the season. And they are a team that has some senior leadership in Beers as well as Carey and Thies. And they're kind of bringing along those younger guys, and Carson Dutcher, a ninth grader, and Joe Cerro, a tenth grader. No JV team for this Franklin squad. So they have brought up some of the young guys. It's only going to be for a year or two. They have some low numbers, and they should be back having JV in just a couple of years. Franklin will go left to right on your radio dial, and GMU right to left. We're ready to tip it up. It'll be Clune against Beers. Beers for Franklin, Clune for GMU. We're underway as Beers easily wins the tip, gets up off the floor, and wins it for Franklin. Again, they go left to right. They get it to the high post for Beers, and he is automatically double-teamed. The pass is off to Carson Dutcher. Turnaround shot no good. Beers taps the rebound back up front, and Franklin will get a fresh shot clock and into the corner here. Beers right side on the baseline. Again, down low for Dutcher. Kicks back out. Beers long three, buries it. Derek Beers starts things off just right as Franklin has a 3-0 lead just 30 seconds into the contest. Now GMU going right to left will bring it down the floor. Looks like Franklin's in a very active 2-3 zone. And here's Matt Delaney on the right side. Kick out for Hunter Lockwood. Into the corner for Ethan Butts. He tries to pass down low. Stolen by Franklin's Carson Dutcher, but he was standing on the line. So the ball goes right back to GMU. 7:18 to go in this first quarter. A 3-0 lead for Franklin off of Derek Beers' 3 from the corner. Now we'll have a whistle. Looks like the official's going to go over and have a quick word with the officiating side table here. Looks like they just wanted to clear something up with the shot clock. They run a couple extra seconds back onto it here for GMU, so they'll have 17 on the shot clock. Good catch there by the officials. As GMU going right to left, they get it in for the point guard. Hunter Lockwood finds O'Hara in the corner. Got it. Nate O'Hara for 3. And that's the kind of night it could be between these two sides. They love the three ball, and they each open with one here tonight. It's 3-3. Ball knocked out of bounds by Hunter Lockwood out of the hands of Franklin's Max Carey, but it looks like it will stay here with the Purple Devils. 7 minutes to go in this first quarter. We're tied 3-3. Again, the officials getting together, talking about whose possession this will be. They are going to reverse it. And so GMU is going to get the ball back here. That was hard to tell as Lockwood just kind of knocked it out of the hands of Max Carey. They initially said it would go to Franklin. Switched it to GMU, and we're back underway. Lockwood will bring the ball down the floor going right to left. Stops, and to the left side for Nate O'Hara. Back for Lockwood. He wants a three. Fires one up. This one rattles out, and Beers with a rebound. Beers and Dutcher are going to have their hands full as GMU has some good size down low here tonight for the Raiders. Here is Joe Cerro across the top of the zone. And back out for Max Carey. Long three for Carey is off the mark. And a rebound for GMU's Matt Delaney. Delaney for Lockwood, and he'll run it up the floor to the left side for O'Hara. Picks up his dribble, finds Ethan Butts, kicks out for Delaney. Three, right side, got it. Matt Delaney for three. He nails it, and it's 6-3. Franklin looking to run. Down the right side, Carey into the paint. That one is off the mark. Gets his own rebound. Looks to kick it out. Finds Beers over for Turner Thies on the left side. Now for Joe Cerro outside the three-point line. Passes up for Beers. Splash! Downtown for Derek Beers, and he's got six. Oh, a great way to start this game. We're 2 minutes in, and it's 6-6. All on three-pointers so far. Here is O'Hara to the left side. Into the corner now, and back up for Lockwood. 2-3 zone for Franklin. Back for O'Hara. He tries a three. That one's off the back iron. And Turner Thies with an excellent box out there for Franklin. Gets the rebound. And now Mackenzie Kloon with a steal, and he puts it in. Mackenzie Kloon stole the outlet pass and had a wide open layup for GMU. And the Raiders take an 8-6 lead with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Beers. Kicks out for Carey. Now for Turner Thies. Top of the zone here. Carey gets inside. Now up top for Joe Cerro. Looks like a 3-2 zone from what I can see at the angle I'm at here for GMU on defense. Beers saves the pass from going out of bounds and back up for Max Carey with 10 on the shot clock. Carey will get it to the left side. He's got 5 on the shot clock now. Dribble drive, and this one is off the mark. No good as he had to throw one up. A little Dr. J hook, and GMU with the rebound. Lockwood will bring it down the floor. It's the GMU boys at home leading Franklin 8-6 in a game that has a lot of implications for the Tri-Valley playoffs here tonight. Lockwood top of the key for Delaney, and now for O'Hara. Right side, dribble drive, pull up 10-footer, off the mark, and a rebound for Franklin. Now for Beers, a long pass ahead for Cerro. Cerro looking to run, but then puts on the brakes and finds Beers again top of the key. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. 4.5 to go first quarter. And Beers to the bucket, up and in. Got a pass at the high post, and before I could even catch up, turned around and put it home. It's 8-8. 4:20 to go first quarter. Beers with all 8 points for Franklin. We're tied 8-8 between Franklin and GMU. O'Hara to the left side. Dribbles between the legs. Baseline pass for Butts. And now back out for O'Hara. Picks up his dribble. Slings one across the top of the zone for Delaney. He gets into the paint on a dribble drive. Passes back to O'Hara. He tries his own drive. Tries to go up. Is he fouled? No. On the floor before he could get the shot off. We'll have a whistle. O'Hara was trying to go up. He says he was in the act of shooting. So does GMU head coach Greg Bonskowski. Referee's not going to give it to him. It will be a foul, but they'll say it was on the floor, and so GMU will get it on the baseline. 4 minutes to go. First quarter, we're tied at 8 between GMU and Franklin. Here's Lockwood to the right side. Passes one out, little give and go. Lockwood gets it back. Three ball, got it. Hunter Lockwood nails a three from the left side, and GMU takes an 11-8 lead with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Don't turn that dial tonight, folks. Great basketball action here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Beers hanging in the lane, and that one goes. Derek Beers already in double figures. He's got 10 points. It's 11-10 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Made that one look easy. Lockwood to the right side, back for O'Hara. O'Hara has got Max Carey right in his face. They pass down low for Mackenzie Kloon. He's stripped there by Beers, and Cerro to the left side. Brings it down the floor. Mackenzie Kloon hustling back on defense, punches it over the line out of bounds, and it will stay with Franklin. So it's 11-10, GMU on top of Franklin with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Now for Beers at the high post. Turns around. Jumper is short off the mark, but Franklin gets a rebound with Turner Thies. Thies now for Joe Cerro. He spots up left side. Got it. Joe Sarro from downtown for three. And Franklin takes a 13-11 lead, and GMU is going to take a timeout. 3:02 to go, first quarter. Franklin leads GMU 13-11 in boys Tri-Valley action here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We're back underway. GMU with the ball, but a steal here by Franklin, and Beer is a long pass ahead to Max Carey, up and in. Welcome back, folks. Franklin puts it back up on the board, and they lead 15-11 with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Great contest here tonight from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton. Been back and forth with a lot of great shooting so far. Here is Nate O'Hara. Back out for Lockwood as GMU in the home white uniforms tonight goes right to left. Delaney right side. Top of the key. Slings one across for O'Hara. Down low, left block for Butts. His layup is too hard. Kloon, the rebound. The kiss off the glass, and it's good for Mackenzie Kloon. He's got 4 points. It's 15-13. GMU trailing by two at home against Franklin. 2:05 to go, first quarter. Beers down low for Dutcher. He puts it home. Carson Dutcher, and they are just slinging around this GMU zone and finding those gaps and putting it home. It's 17-13. 1:55 to go, first quarter. And here is O'Hara across the top of the zone for Delaney. Back out for Lockwood. Thought about a three, but didn't pop it. Instead goes to Delaney. His triple is good. Matt Delaney from downtown, and he's got 2 3-pointers for 6 points. At 17-16, Franklin on top. Heck of a first quarter here from GMU. Zero for Max Carey. On the right side, back up for Beers. Top of the key, splash. Derek Beers with 13 points in the first quarter. And Franklin leads 20-16 with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Here is Lockwood down the left side. He spots up. He gets a three. Got it. Lockwood from downtown. And he's got 2 3-pointers. It's 20-19. These guys are putting on a shooting clinic here tonight. Beers now for Max Carey. In the corner, Turner Thies, pull up three. He got it. Turner Thies from behind the arc. His first bucket of the night. And, of course, it's for three. It's 23-19. Absolutely unbelievable here so far, folks. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Franklin 23, GMU 19. Here's Delaney in the corner, baseline side. Now back out for Lockwood. He wants a three. Got it. Hunter Lockwood. Oh, my goodness. He's got 9 points. It's 23-22. We haven't seen shooting like this all year long. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Beers is going to put on the brakes here, allow his team to catch his breath. About a two-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. There's 20 on the shot clock, 22 or so on the game clock. Beers is going to dribble it out here. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Beers content to let it tick down to 10 seconds to go in this first quarter. Now he's going to look to dribble drive. Beers all the way to the bucket. The layup was short. GMU will get the rebound. Can they get off a shot? Here's Lockwood from half court at the buzzer. Off the back rim. What an insane first quarter here at GMU. It ends with the score of Franklin 23, GMU 22. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley. featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. I think we may have just seen one of the best quarters of basketball you're going to see all year. So we start the second quarter live in Tri-Valley boys action tonight. Franklin leads GMU 23-22. An unbelievable amount of three-pointers in that first quarter. You want to stay tuned for our halftime report. We'll tally it all up. Let's start the second with Nate O'Hara with a three, and that one's off the mark. Mackenzie Kloon, the rebound, up and good. And the roof is ready to blow off of this gym, folks. It is great. 24-23, GMU on top of Franklin. To the right side for Cerro. As Franklin goes left to right, they reverse, and here's Max Carey. Dribbles to the top of the key, has his pocket picked, but gets it back. Mackenzie Kloon with some good defense. This has been a clean game as well. Only one foul is called so far. Here's Beers to the right side. Three ball, got it. He's got 16 in the first half here, and it's only the start of the second quarter for Derek Beers. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 26-24. And here is Matt Delaney. Passes to the high post, but a steal by Franklin, and now a foul. I think that's a good foul by GMU's Matt Delaney, because if he didn't foul, Franklin was going to have numbers down the floor, and Beers was looking for the ball. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 26-24. Turner Thies gets it in for Joe Cerro as Franklin goes left to right. They're in the road purple uniforms tonight with the white and the gold trim. Carey outside the three-point line. Now for Turner Thies. Thies back out for Beers. A three from the next area. Cody puts it in. He's got 19 in the first half. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. It's 29-24. Derek Beers is unconscious at the moment. And here is Nate O'Hara for GMU trying to answer, and he's fouled by Max Carey at the top of the 2-3 zone. We're not talking about shots that are right on the line. Beers is a step or two behind. He's shooting NBA threes, and GMU's in his face, and he is still burying them. 6:35 to go, second quarter. It's 29-24. Franklin on top of GMU. Raiders try to get back into it. Here's O'Hara to the right side as GMU goes right to left. Back out for Lockwood. Lockwood dribbles in between the legs to the top of the key. Floats one across, and now a steal by Turner Thies of Franklin. Down the right wing he goes, gets to the hoop, goes up and in. Turner Thies with a little Dr. J floating hook, gets it to go. It's 31-24. GMU was back on defense. Everything is falling right now for Franklin. Unbelievable. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Franklin leads GMU 31-24. Here's O'Hara to the right side, back for Lockwood. GMU looking for a bucket to keep some momentum on this possession. They pass down low for Ethan Butts, and we'll have a jump ball. He got tied up with 5:52 to go in the second quarter, and now Franklin is going to take a timeout here, or is it just a substitution? Let's see. Both teams are... Nope, we'll call a timeout. 5:52 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 31, GMU 24. We'll be right back on CDO.
Wise Guys Pizza of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Wise Guys Pizza is located at 226 Main Street in downtown Franklin, now offering delivery, dine-in, and daily takeout specials. Don't forget the Wednesday $20 family deal, one large cheese pie, one dozen wings, and a large house salad for only $20. Tax not included and carry out only. Wise Guys Pizza wishes the best of luck to the Franklin Purple Devils this basketball season. Stop by for a slice after the game. Call 829-5566. That's 829-5566 for Wise Guys Pizza on Main Street in downtown Franklin.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:52 to go in the second quarter. 31-24 Franklin on top of GMU. It has been an absolutely crazy first half. Derek Beers with 19 points to lead Franklin. On the other side for GMU, Lockwood has 9, Delaney has 6, Kloon has 6. The ball is going in from anywhere either of these two teams puts it up on the floor. It's a pretty incredible game. Franklin with the ball, they lead 31-24 with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Colin Campbell for 3 for Franklin. That's no good. And Ethan Butts rips down a rebound. They'll walk it up the floor here with Hunter Lockwood for GMU as they go right to left. Here is Nate O'Hara, closely guarded by Max Carey. as again, this zone tonight for Franklin has been very active. Here's Lockwood at the top of the key, finds O'Hara into the corner for Andrew Baker, who's fresh into the game. Down low for Butts, and he lost it on the baseline. We'll have a travel as Franklin stole it away, though, but they'll say the Bears shuffled his feet, and the ball will go back here to GMU. 5:20 to go, second quarter, 31-24 the score. Mackenzie Kloon will inbound it underneath the basket here for GMU. Here's Lockwood, wants a three, but instead will pass over for Baker. Baker back to Lockwood is, again, good closeout defense by Franklin. Back for Baker at the top of the key as GMU goes right to left. And here's a step-in long two-pointer for O'Hara, and he got it. Nate O'Hara with about a 20-footer, and he's got 5 points. 31-26, the GMU hanging around here with 4:55 to go second quarter. Here's Colin Campbell. Back for Turner Thies as Franklin goes left to right on your radio dial here, folks, tonight on CDO. And here's Beers, gets into the paint, down low, up and under, off the glass, and in. Beers has 21 points, and it's 33-26. 21 in the first half. He's off to a career night here, folks. 4.5 to go in the second. Lockwood to the right side. Again to the top of the key here for Lockwood. Step in, three, off the front rim, no good. O'Hara a rebound. Bulls his way down low. Beers with the block shot. O'Hara gets it back, tries it again, and it won't go. And the rebound this time for Franklin and Carson Dutcher. Dutcher with the outlet pass to Beers. It was a little sloppy, but it gets it done. Franklin brings it up the floor. Beers down low for Dutcher. Kicks out for Thies. Wide open three on the baseline is off the mark. And Hunter Lockwood in the land of the trees is able to come up with a rebound. Skying high. Nice vertical by Lockwood. 33-26 the score. 3:55 to go second quarter. GMU looking to close it up before the half. Great pass down low from Lockwood, finding Mackenzie Kloon, and he's got 8 points. And GMU cuts it right back down to five. It's 33-28. Franklin on top. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Again, they go down low to Beers. Closely guarded, but he flips it out for Turner Thies. Thies back for Max Carey. Carey with a hand in his face there from Hunter Lockwood. And now for Colin Campbell. Back over here for Turner Thies. Left side three, no good. Dutcher with a good box out. Beers scoops up the loose ball, and Franklin with a fresh shot clock again. Carey's going to take it right to the bucket, up and in. Max Carey for two, and he's got 4 points here for Franklin. It's 35-28. And GMU will bring it down the floor to the top of the key. Passes over for Andrew Baker. Down low for Kloon. A little sky hook, no good. Butts with the rebound. Can't get it to go. Gets it again, and this time, oh, thought it was halfway down, but popped out. Another rebound for Butts. Still can't get it to go. Loose on the floor. Ball on the floor. And both teams scrambling for it. And we'll have a foul, and it's going to stay with GMU. Butts with three straight chances there on that possession. And finally, he was fouled, and that's going to be a foul on Carson Dutcher there of Franklin. And now we'll have a timeout on the floor. 2:52 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 35, GMU 28. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:52 to go in the second quarter. Live from Gilbertsville Mount Upton High School here tonight. It's 35-28. Franklin boys have come in, and both teams are shooting the lights out here, and we'll get back underway. Hunter Lockwood for GMU with a three, and that won't go. And now Beers will scoop up a rebound and bring it down the floor. Beers to the right side, all the way to the bucket. He's fouled. Did he get the basket? He did, but they'll say it was on the floor. And boy, Derek Beers just cannot miss here tonight. 2:52 to go in the second quarter. Franklin goes to the bench. Dutcher will come out. Good move here by head coach Darryl Beers, I think, to protect Dutcher because he has the two fouls. And now GMU will get it in, or Franklin will get it in, excuse me, into the teeth of the GMU defense. Up and in for Beers. He's got 23. 37-28 to score with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Here is Lockwood to the right side for Delaney. They work it around the top of this 2-3 zone that Franklin is in at the moment. Here's Delaney and back for Nate O'Hara. O'Hara with the dribble drive back up for Delaney. A three, and the lefty puts it home. Matt Delaney from downtown, and he's got 9 points. It's 37-31 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Now here's Turner Thies for Joe Serro. They leave him wide open for three on the right side off the back rim. No good. Colin Campbell, the jumper. That's off the mark. Thies comes down with a rebound. One of the smallest guards on the floor comes down with it. Colin Campbell back for Joe Serro. 2 minutes to go before our halftime break. Here is Turner Thies back here for Derek Beers, who is closely guarded. Thies gets into the paint, throws up a jumper, and he's fouled. 1:55 to go, second quarter. It's Franklin 37, GMU 31. Good penetration there by Thies to get into the paint, and he was in the act of shooting, so he'll go to the line. So here is Thies, as he will shoot two for Franklin, who's having a great first half. Up and good. Turner Thies puts it home. He's got 6 points here for Franklin. And it's not just Beers. Beers, yes, has 23, but other guys are contributing as well here for Franklin. As Thies puts the second one home, he's got 7. And Franklin leads 39-31 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Lockwood down the floor. Again, 2-3 zone for Franklin. Lockwood to the left side as GMU goes right to left. Delaney back for Lockwood. A ball fake up top, gets it back to Delaney, and now for O'Hara. Franklin paying specially close attention to him. They kick it out now, and let's see. They'll say O'Hara stepped on the baseline as he drove, and the ball will go back to Franklin. With 1:36 to go in the second quarter, it's 39-31. And Joe Serro will slowly walk it up the floor here, crossing the GMU logo at midcourt. Left side, Colin Campbell. Campbell now for Joe Serro. Serro now back for Colin Campbell for Turner Thies. Three ball, left side, no good. Max Carey a rebound. That's the difference here at the moment, folks. Franklin is getting the rebounds. GMU isn't. GMU gets a few of those boards. They're right back into this game. Here's Colin Campbell. Three, he got it. Colin Campbell, the freshman into the game, nails a triple, and it's 41-31. Oh, actually, they'll say that's a two. His foot was on the line. I just see the official signal there from the referees. It's 41-31. So Franklin leading by 10 here with 50 seconds to go before the half. Here is Lockwood to the left side, back up for Nate O'Hara. Ball fake, step in, three, off the side of the iron. And Franklin again, just getting to the rebound first. Here's Max Carey, finds Beers. He's got 23, looking for more, all the way to the hoop. Count the bucket. No, it'll be the same. It's on the floor. 41-31 the score. And boy, Beers was headed right to the bucket there again. He made the basket, but they'll say it's on the floor. 37 seconds to go in the second quarter, and that'll be the fourth team foul on GMU. They try to go with a tip in for Beers, and he's fouled as he goes up for the alley-oop. And this time he'll go to the line. He's got 23 points, and he'll look to add to it here with 36 seconds to go in the second quarter. Well, I thought they were going to say that was going to be a shooting foul. Yes, it is. Okay. So 36 seconds to go, second quarter, 41-31 the score. GMU getting some substitutions here as Beers will go to the line. As that was just a beautifully executed inbounds play. They lobbed it up for him, and he got fouled as he went up. First shot up and in. So Beers has 24 here in the first half. And his average for the season is right around 18 or 19. And he's a guy that loves to pass first. But tonight, he has just found the stroke. And so here is Beers to the line. Second one is good. He's got 25. I chuckle because it's just unbelievable, the great shooting by both teams here tonight, GMU and Franklin. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. GMU trailing 42-32. Let's see. This should be the last possession of the second quarter. Here's Lockwood. Passes down low for Kloon. Up and in. Great dish. Kloon's got 10. And a beautiful look there from Lockwood. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. It's 43-34. Now maybe this will be the last possession here. With 10 seconds left, they find Colin Campbell. Back up top for Joe Serro. And now for Max Carey. Carey boots one across. Beers at the buzzer, off the rim, and that'll do it. 43-34 at the halftime break. Franklin on top, led by 25 points from Derek Beers here in the first half. Second half's going to be a beauty as well, and stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score, 43-33. The Franklin boys leading GMU. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
You get up, you go out. And then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Halftime here from Gilbertsville Mount Upton Central School, and that has to be one of the craziest first halves I've seen this entire year. The GMU boys trailing Franklin 43-33 at our halftime break. Franklin's Derek Beers with 25 points in the first half. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, let's go through our scoring summary first, because this was absolutely unbelievable. End of the first quarter, Franklin leads 23-22, and now at halftime, 43-34. Both teams just came out and shot the lights out. It was fantastic. First for GMU, 10 points from Mackenzie Clune, 9 from Matt Delaney, 9 from Hunter Lockwood, and 5 from Nate O'Hara. So it's not like GMU was, kind of slouching off in the first half. They were nailing them as well. On the other side for Franklin, again, 25 from Derek Beers. He's a pass-first kind of guy, and he averages right around 18 a game, but this Franklin team this year has really been good at passing the ball around and sharing it, but tonight Beers is just feeling it, but other guys are contributing as well. 7 for Turner Thies, 4 for Max Carey, 3 for Joe Cerro, and 2 for Carson Dutcher. I think it's just been one of those nights where the lane has been open, and Beers has been able to take it. He hit a couple of threes early, and then it was like the Red Sea parting sometimes. He was able to get to the basket. He's that athletic. He was able to put it home. So we're seeing great athletes on both sides. Of course, Beers for Franklin, but on the other side, I'm so impressed with Lockwood, with Delaney, with Clune, with O'Hara. They didn't drop their head, and they were able to just continue to shoot threes. I mean, the first quarter was like an Old West shootout in the streets. Three ball, just back and forth. Absolutely incredible. So a really great first half. You're not going to want to change the channel, because I have a feeling that GMU, they didn't go into the locker room. They didn't look dejected, anything like that. They could come out and have a great game plan to stop Beers in the second half. We will certainly see. If you're Franklin, you got to continue to try to ride that momentum, because you certainly have it. That might have been the best first half of basketball they've played all year. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, we're live here from GMU tonight. The Raiders trailing Franklin 43-33. Boys Tri-Valley action here tonight. We'll be right back on CDO.
Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mark Talbot and his staff wish all area teams good luck this season, especially the Morris Mustangs and GMU Raiders. Certified Auto is your local dealer for an amazing selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, minivans, and more. Browse their inventory online at CertifiedOneonta.com. Don't see what you like? Let the Certified Auto sales team find it for you. Call 433-2366. That's 433-2366. Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta. Your home for great deals.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitigo, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report here, live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton Central School. And at the half, it's 43-33 in boys Tri-Valley action. The Franklin Purple Devils may be having the best first half of their lives here as they do an absolutely fantastic job. They lead 43-33 at the break. And if my math is correct, I'm counting 14 three-pointers made between the two sides here in this first half. So absolutely incredible. Everybody was coming out and just nailing shots. But 14 three-pointers is what I'm finding here between the two sides in the first half. Just an incredible start to this game. 43 points, you know, is sometimes the final score that you see in a game. 43-33, even on the boys' side. So it's been an incredible first half. We'll see what the second half brings as well. Again, it's our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Maravito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back and get you set for the second half. I'm Nate Lowell, here tonight on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Oneonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Oneonta offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOneonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Oneonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Oneonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live back at Gilbert Silvan Upton Central School tonight. Boys Tri-Valley action between GMU and Franklin as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. It's Franklin 43, GMU 33. In case you're just joining us, we had an absolutely on fire first half for both teams. 14 three-pointers made between the two sides, 7 for each team. Franklin's Derek Beers with 25 points, and GMU, they're not slacking off either. Mackenzie Kuhn with 10, Hunter Lockwood with 9, Matt Delaney with 9. So let's see if maybe they cooled off in the locker room, or maybe they'll just continue to stay hot here tonight. Let's see. So the start of the third quarter, we're underway. GMU will have the ball. They go left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the blue and gold trim. Franklin's in the dark purple with the white and the gold trim here tonight. GMU with the ball. Here's Lockwood. Guess what? A three. He got it. Hunter Lockwood. He's got 12, and that's 15 three-pointers made here tonight between the two sides. Unbelievable. 43-36 the score as GMU comes right out and nails a three. And Franklin now going right to left as they'll set it up. They find Joe Cerro. Looks like GMU is going to stick with the 2-3 zone. Turner Thies back up for Max Carey. It was a run-and-gun first half. Let's see what Franklin does here in the second. First possession. Shot clock is down to 10. Here is Turner Thies. Again for Joe Cerro. Back out for Turner Thies. Left side three. Got it. Turner Thies from downtown. And he's got 10 points. That's 16 three-pointers made here between the two sides tonight. We did a game last year where there was 24 three-pointers made in the game by both sides. Let's see if we get close to that here tonight. That was an Afton and Walton boys game. 6:55 to go in this third quarter. Here's Ethan Butts back out for Hunter Lockwood. Didn't pull the trigger. Instead goes back to Nate O'Hara. Looking for some room. Back to Lockwood. A three. This one rattles off the front rim. And Beers with a rebound. Again, he's got 25 points here for Franklin. Here's Joe Cerro. Tries a bounce pass into the paint. And it's kicked there by Nate O'Hara. So we'll have a whistle. Franklin 46, GMU 36. The team's trading threes to start the third quarter. 6:42 to go in this third frame. And Turner Thies will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. Gets it down low for Carson Dutcher. Up and can't get the left-handed layup to go. Ball is loose and GMU will come away. And now a foul on Max Carey as he collides there with Hunter Lockwood as both teams were going for the ball. And Lockwood just had the quicker step to get there. So the first foul of the second half is on Max Carey. That's his second. We'll keep an eye on Franklin. Not the deepest bench. And so if they got in foul trouble, that could hurt. But let's see. GMU going left to right. Here is Lockwood. Tries to pass down low to Mackenzie Kloon. Gets it in there. Little jump hook. Too hard. Beers can't get the rebound. Butts finds it, but then lost it. And Beers comes away. Beers streaking down the center of the floor. All the way to the hoop. Up and in. Beers has got 27, and he went coast to coast. Nobody was going to stop him there. He was like a freight train heading down the floor. Here's Lockwood, and we'll have a foul on Beers. 6:11 to go in the third quarter, and maybe Beers, in the eyes of the official there, was just getting a little too ball hungry as he was all over Hunter Lockwood. They whistle him there. So 6:11 to go in the third. It's 48-36. Franklin on top of GMU. The Raiders shooting very well here tonight, but so is Franklin. And they got to find a way to get some stops and continue to hit buckets. Here is Lockwood for Delaney at the top of the key. Reverses across and into the corner here for Mackenzie Kloon. Kloon back for O'Hara. He's got to chase it into the backcourt. He'll let it go. Ball will go back to Franklin. Just a little miscommunication there between Kloon and O'Hara on that pass. And the ball goes back here to Franklin. 5:53 to go, third quarter. The GMU crowd trying to get back into this contest here for GMU as it's a packed house here tonight in the land of the Raiders. Here for Turner Thies as Franklin goes right to left. They try to go to the high post, and it's kicked there by Mackenzie Kloon. Mackenzie Kloon, he's just a sophomore, standing about 6'2". He is built like a brick house, and he is so, so quick. You cannot match his quickness for a guy his size. I'm sure a lot of area football teams would love to have him because he is so quick and so athletic. And Franklin tries that inbound alley-oop pass again to Beers, and the only guy who can jump with him in the gym is Kloon, and he gets up to tap it away. Ball out of bounds, goes back to GMU. And the Raiders going left to right. They bring it down the floor against the 2-3 zone with Hunter Lockwood. Back to Delaney. Delaney to the high post here for Butts. Kicks out for O'Hara. O'Hara skip pass across the top of the zone for Delaney. Left side, back up for Lockwood. 15 on the shot clock. Back for Delaney. The lefty feeds it down low for Kloon. Up off the glass. Too hard. Butts can't get the rebound. And Franklin will pull away. Here's Turner Thies down the right side for Max Carey. Little 360. And we'll pass back out to Beers. Right back to Carey. A three right side. Got it. Max Carey from downtown for Franklin. He's got seven. It's our 17th three-pointer here tonight. 4:55 to go in the third quarter as Franklin leads 51-36. Here's Lockwood to the right side for O'Hara. Banks home a three-pointer. Nate O'Hara's got 8 points. That's our 18th three, and we'll have a timeout here from Franklin. Purple Devils leading 51-39, 4:46 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Four and a half to go, third quarter. Out of the timeout, a beautifully drawn-up play gets Turner Thies free for an easy layup just as we come back. He's got 12 points and Franklin leads 53-39. Here's Lockwood to the top of the key and he finds Nate O'Hara. O'Hara dribbles in, now back for Lockwood. Lockwood picks up his dribble, finds O'Hara again, who's got Carson Dutcher draped all over him like a curtain, but O'Hara takes him right to the hoop but can't make the easy layup. Did all the work, just couldn't finish. Beers with a rebound again, coast to coast, up off the glass and in. Beers has got 29 here tonight. And again, coast to coast, just couldn't stop him. 55-39 the score, and Lockwood back down the floor, and a timeout taken by GMU. 3:52 to go in the third. 55-39 the score. The Purple Devils on top of the Raiders here on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:52 to go in the third quarter, 55-39 the score. The Franklin boys shooting very well here tonight against GMU, who is also shooting the lights out. But Franklin on the road here in a very key boys Tri-Valley matchup. The winner of this is kind of trying to control their own destiny of getting into that third or fourth playoff spot in the Tri-Valley League. And right now, Franklin in control. Here's Hunter Lockwood out of the timeout. Hit a three. Lockwood from downtown, and he's got 15. That's our 19th three-pointer of the game between the two teams. Unbelievable. Max Carey thought about another one. Instead, we'll go with a dribble drive, and he's fouled. 3.5 minutes to go in the third, and it's 55-42. So you have Beers with 29 for Franklin and Thies with 12. Those are the two in double figures there. For GMU on the other side, team high 15 for Hunter Lockwood and Mackenzie Clune with 10. Nate O'Hara right there with 8 and Matt Delaney with 9. Great balanced scoring for GMU. And here is Max Carey from the line. He's got 8. Looking to make it 9 here for Franklin. They lead 56-42. Second shot coming here for the senior wearing number 14, Max Carey. Takes that deep breath. Second shot up and in. He's got it. So Carey has 9. 57-42. Again, 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. GMU needs some stops and needs to continue to shoot the ball well. O'Hara into the corner here for Ethan Butts. Butts with no points here tonight, and we know he's a guy who can score. Had 17 the other night against Lawrence, and now a foul on Franklin. Hunter Lockwood with some good penetration, and Joe Serrell slapped him with the body. Lockwood is doing a lot here tonight for GMU. Very impressed with him. 3:19 to go in the third. They get it into Lockwood, and again, that could have been a foul, but not called by the Zebra crew. Lockwood picks up his dribble as he had two defenders all over him when he caught that pass. Again, they go down low for Andrew Baker. Turnaround shot, he fouled. Good job by Baker. He really sold the pump fake well for GMU at the left low block, and he picked up the foul. So Andrew Baker, another guy who gives head coach Greg Bonskowski some valuable minutes off the bench, will step to the charity stripe with 3:08 to go. Franklin leading 57-42. Baker's first shot, nothing but net. He puts it home. Much to the delight of this very close to being sold out crowd here tonight at GMU. Second shot coming for Andrew Baker. Again, takes his time, looks up, the shot is good. Gets the shooter's touch there, and it's Franklin 57, GMU 44. But if you're just tuning in, you're in the car, folks, you're saying, boy, this is a blowout. Absolutely not. It's been tight and just very good shooting by both sides. It's just opened up a little for Franklin. 57-44 the score. Here's Turner Thies to the foul line. Back out for Max Carey. Gets into the paint. Good kick out here for Cerro. That shot is off the mark for the lefty. But back out to Turner Thies. Franklin, again, has done a fantastic job on the boards here tonight. Out for Max Carey. Right side. Pump fake. Gets in off the glass and in. Max Carey puts it home. He's got 11, so he's into double figures. And it's 59-44. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Lockwood to the right side. Picks up his dribble back for O'Hara. O'Hara now for Delaney. Good feed down low for Ethan Butts. Turned around shot. Won't go. Rebound for Beers, and he kept it in. Looked like it was going to roll over the line, but he saved it, and now they work it down the floor. Finds Joe Serrell, and back for Beers. Picks up his dribble and reverses for Turner Thies. 25 on the shot clock as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Franklin leading GMU 59-44. Max Carey again content to hold the ball, kill a little clock here for Franklin as they do a nice job cycling it around against the 2-3 zone. They go high post for Turner Thies, step in up and under, and it goes. It's that kind of night for Franklin as Turner Thies puts it home. He's got 14. Little scoop shot. 61-44 the score. And here is Lockwood with a great ball fake to sell it. Gets it to Butts and a give and go right back to Lockwood with 1.5 minutes to go third quarter. Again, Franklin leading 61-44. Here's Lockwood out for O'Hara. Open three. Can't bury it. Rebound for Carson Dutcher. And Franklin, the Purple Devils, with another rebound. After the board, they bring it up the floor. And here is Thies as Franklin goes right to left. They find Max Carey on the right side with 1:10 to go in this third quarter. Back for Joe Serro. Into the corner for Turner Thies. Holds the ball up high with 15 on the shot clock. Again, they'll reverse it around for Serro. Zero dribbles to the foul line, and a little miscommunication there with Max Carey, and the ball rolls out of bounds with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Mackenzie Clune will check back in, and Ethan Butts will come over to the bench here with 1 minute to go. 61-44 the score. Franklin on top of GMU. So we're trickling down here to just seconds left in this third frame. Lockwood at the top of the key is GMU in the white with the blue and gold trim here tonight. Goes left to right, and a foul on Franklin as GMU and Nate O'Hara getting to the foul line here as he dribble drives and gets the foul. It's one thing we've seen GMU do tonight, and they've been successful when they've had the dribble drive against the zone. They haven't stuck with it a whole ton, though. And the GMU size, which I thought perhaps going into this game was going to be a bigger factor, has not really paid off. As now Dylan Thompson will check into the game here. Dylan Nichols, excuse me, for GMU. Nichols will check in to be up top with Hunter Lockwood with 45 seconds to go in this third quarter. And so Lockwood passes for Nate O'Hara on the left side. O'Hara holding out, and now we'll find Nichols. Thought about a three, but instead passes off for Baker. A good dish off there from Nichols to Baker. And Baker's got 4 points. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. 61-46 the score. Here is Derek Beers again all the way to the hoop. Can't get it to go. And a rebound for GMU. Let's see if they could get the final bucket of the quarter. Lockwood sprints it up the floor and to the right side for Nichols. Lost the handle on the ball. Passes down low, though, as he got it back for Clune. And is that going to be a foul? Yes, it is. Was holding my breath there to see if they were going to get Clune for the travel or if it'll be a foul. 9 seconds to go in this third quarter. That's going to be the third foul on Derek Beers. So that's 16 fouls on Franklin in the second half, only one on GMU. So GMU gets it in. We're down to 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Here is Lockwood. He's going to try to have to get a shot off here. Lockwood back for O'Hara at the buzzer. Won't go. Hit the rim twice before falling out. So the end of the third quarter, Franklin leads GMU 61-46. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on CDO Sports.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Started the fourth quarter live from Gilbert Salmon Upton Central School. I'm Nate Lull. Boys Tri-Valley basketball action tonight. It is Franklin 61, GMU 46. Both teams shooting very, very well. The shot clock is actually not on. I'm waiting for a whistle here to see if we're going to get one here, but the shot clock not running on this opening possession for Franklin. They're going to continue to let it to go here. They go back door for Beers, up off the glass, can't get it to go, and a rebound here for GMU. Now the shot clock is back on. So no whistles there, and wouldn't have been a shot clock violation anyway. So GMU going left to right. Trailing 61-46. Can they get a fourth quarter comeback going? Ethan Butts, a jumper left side baseline. No good. Following his shot. Great fundamentals. Down low. Looking for Mackenzie Clune. Can't get it. And Beers comes away with it. And now we'll have a foul on Clune as Beers tried to bring it up the floor. Those two just collided together. 45 seconds into the quarter. It's 61-46. And I think... Boy, if I had to go back and look at that one again, Franklin knows that Mackenzie Clune, if you get him in foul trouble, they're going to have to take him out. That's only his second foul. And Beers made sure, you think he was right in front of Mackenzie Clune that whole time and was able to pick up the foul. Clune now with a steal, back going coast to coast, up and in. Clune's got 12, and now we'll have a whistle. Franklin's going to take a 30-second timeout. Franklin 61, GMU 48 with 7:05 to go fourth quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Chance of Let's Go Raiders as we start this fourth quarter. We're actually a minute in. The Raiders trailing GMU here at home, 61-48. Franklin with the ball going right to left. Here's Beers, step back at the foul line, pull-up jumper, no good. And a rebound for GMU, and they got to start to get some buckets here before the clock really becomes their enemy. Lockwood at the top of the key as GMU goes left to right, and now a kick is called as Lockwood tried to bounce pass, and Max Carey got his shoelaces in the way. 6:42 to go in the fourth. GMU has the ball, and they trail here, 61-48. Lockwood picks up his dribble in a bad spot, but gets it off here to Andrew Baker. Across for Nate O'Hara. 20 on the shot clock here for the Raiders. Looking to cut this back down. Now back for O'Hara with 15 on the shot clock. Steps in, jumper, got it. Nate O'Hara's into double figures. He's got 10. And it's an 11-point game with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Beers for Franklin to the right side. Passes off for Carson. Dutcher, and he's fouled. Everybody thought that Beers was going for the layup, but he dished it at the last second. And Carson Dutcher, the freshman, was on the receiving end of it and was fouled as he got hammered as he went up for the layup. So Dutcher is going to go to the line here. So Carson Dutcher with 2 points here tonight, but he's done a great job on the boards. So Dutcher's first shot is good. He's got 3 points. Second one coming here for the freshman, Carson Dutcher, who's about 6'1", 6'2", and you got to think he's got three more years left. He's going to grow a little bit. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot for Dutcher, no good. So Franklin leads by 12, 62-50, with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU with the ball. Here's the sophomore point guard, Hunter Lockwood. Down low for fellow sophomore Mackenzie Kloon on the right block. Now kicks it out. Lockwood for three. Can't get it to go. Rattled out and a rebound for Turner Thies, and he's fouled. So Turner Thies, one of the smaller Franklin guards, is able to wiggle his way inside and get a rebound. That's been the case here tonight. I think that's been the difference in tonight's game. Franklin seems to be hungrier on the offensive and defensive glass because GMU and Franklin both shooting very well here tonight. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's 62-50. Franklin with the ball and a 12-point lead. Here's Beers. Sick crossover down low for Carson Dutcher again, and he's blocked. Beers maybe should have kept that one, but he did have Dutcher wide open. He just couldn't convert. Good block by Mackenzie Kloon, and now a steal right back here by Dutcher. Dutcher dribbles out of harm's way and gets it back to Beers. Beers will run it down the floor to the right side, gets into the paint, kicks out for Max Carey. He doesn't shoot the ball and holds on to it, and Franklin will choose some clock with 5:20 to go and a 12-point lead on the road and a key Tri-Valley matchup here tonight. Finding Joe Serra with 15 on the shot clock. Left side as Franklin goes right to left. Kicks it out for Dutcher. A long two. Can't get it to go. Rattled out. The bank was not open there for Carson Dutcher. Back the other way for GMU. Lockwood to the tin off the glass and can't get the shooter's roll. And the rebound on the floor, and both teams tied up will have a jump ball. You got to give it to GMU. They are not going away quietly here, down by 12, as both teams were hungry for that ball. Timeout taken by Franklin with 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. The Devils lead 62-50. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU boys hosting Franklin, but they trail 62-50. It's been a great shooting game for both teams. Now GMU trying to crawl back into it here. They find Nate O'Hara on the left side as GMU goes left to right. Ethan Butts, jumper, good. That's Ethan Butts' first basket of the game, and it's 62-52. Cuts it back down to 10. Here's Cerro to the left side, finds Beers, who's got 29. Up off the glass, and good. Beers has got 31. He had 25 at halftime. 64-52, Franklin ahead with 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. GMU down low for Mackenzie Kloon. No good, Butts the rebound, and he's fouled. There's the GMU rebounding that we expected to see using some of their height down low, and that time Ethan Butts was able to just snag that ball before Max Carey could get to it, because Carey's about 5'10 and Butts is about 6'2. 4:22 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 64, GMU 52. Butts to the line, first one, he buries it. Much to the delight of this packed house here tonight at GMU. Great fan support for both sides tonight. Second shot coming for Butts. Off the back rim, no good. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it. Kloon comes away, puts it up, can't get it to go. Again, ball on the floor, and Franklin comes out of the tussle this time with the basketball. And Turner Thies kicks one over here to Derek Beers. Beers will put on the brakes here at the top of the key. Set things up, 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin with a 64-53 lead. Beers again to the bucket, kicks it off for Carson Dutcher. He's blocked again. That play has happened about three times in a row for the Purple Devils. And here is Nate O'Hara in the corner as GMU goes left to right. Back up for Lockwood. 3:52 to go. Lockwood, great backdoor pass for Butts. Lost it, and let's see, jump ball. Butts was going in for a wide open layup, and I'm not sure who it was. Either Beers or Joe Serro got his hands on it. That brought up a jump ball, and the possession's going to go back to Franklin. Boy, that could have been a momentum swinger right there if Butts could have made it. And so Franklin gets the ball in to Derek Beers. He dribbles up the floor to the left side, puts on the brakes, and passes over for Max Carey. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. GMU needs a stop here, and they need it now. 20 on the shot clock. Franklin again content to just chew it off. Passing back out for Beers and into the corner here for Turner Thies. Now back for Beers. Going to drive to the paint. Goes up and he's fouled. Beers with a smart play that time. Saw that he was going to draw the contact and now he'll go to the charity stripe. Derek Beers with 31 points here tonight to lead Franklin. 25 in the first half alone. And again, I've said this a few times about Beers. He looks to pass first, but in the first half, he was just hot, so he kept it going. And this is a must-win for both of these teams here tonight in terms of the Tri-Valley standings, so why not go with it if you're hot? Beers, the first one is good. He's got 32. 65-53 the score with 3:24 to go in the fourth. Second one coming for Beers. He got it. Beers with 33 tonight. And Franklin, the Devils leading 66-53 as GMU brings it down the floor with Hunter Lockwood, who's having a heck of a ball game himself. He's got 15. Lockwood at the top of the key. Hands off to O'Hara. O'Hara left side down low for Butts into the paint, up off the glass and in. Ethan Butts coming alive with 5 straight points for GMU, and the Raiders will take a timeout. 3:08 to go in the fourth. It's Franklin 66, GMU 55. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
66-55 the score. Franklin on top of GMU here with 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. And Franklin with the ball out of this timeout. Here is Turner Thies with the ball. We'll pass one in here for Derek Beers, and Beers will walk it up the floor, but GMU trying to be draped all over him, and we'll have a foul. This one on Mackenzie Kloon. Kloon tracked him all the way down the floor, but picked up the foul as Beers got into offensive territory. So 3:03 to go in the fourth. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream and our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to games anytime. All courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Franklin gets it in. Here's Beers at the top of the key. Beers to the left side. Little dribble drive. Gets into the paint. Takes it up. He's fouled. Can't get it to go. But it'll go to the line. That looks like it's going to be another one on Mackenzie Kloon. The game clock is still continuing to run here. went down to 2:40 foul. It's still going to continue to run here. I don't think they have realized that the game clock and the shot clock are still running. 66-55 the score. They finally stop it at 2:36. Beers is going to go to the line here to shoot two. First one is up for Beers and good. He's got 34. And I'm not sure if anyone has noticed that those extra seconds ticked off the clock or not. I'm not sure. Second one is up for Beers and good. He's got 35. And so 68-55 the score. They're going to leave the clock the way it is. So either I missed something on that one or they missed something on that one. But GMU with the ball with 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Baker. Baker finds Ethan Butts. His jumper no good. Mackenzie Kloon gets it back, and he can't get the left-handed layup to go. And Franklin will pull it down. Beers with a long pass ahead and a kick out here for Turner Thies. 2:10 to go in this fourth quarter, and Thies with the ball. East now for Max Carey as the clock with 2 minutes to go is really becoming an enemy for GMU. They trail 68-55. Beers again up and in, trying to go for the left-handed layup, can't get it to go. Nate O'Hara will walk it down the floor for GMU. They need some urgency. He picks up the speed, will go all the way to the bucket, can't get it to go with the finger roll, and the rebound for Beers, a pass ahead for Max Carey. Coast to coast, the layup is good, and Max Carey has 13. 70-55. Franklin up by 15 with a minute and a half to go, and now a timeout is taken here by GMU. Again, our score, Franklin 70, GMU 55. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this one on CDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at wcdosports.com.
1 minute, 33 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton Central School. The Franklin boys with a must-win game here tonight on the line for both of these teams. They lead 70-55. Both teams have hustled, rebounded, shot the ball. It's just Franklin has had a couple of spurts where they were able to really pull it away. So GMU will inbound out of the timeout as they go left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the gold and the blue trim. Franklin's in the road purples with the gold trim here tonight. Here is Lockwood at the top of the key, finds Delaney on the right side. Delaney with 9 points here so far tonight. Wants another one. Deep three is off the mark. No good. And Turner Thies with a big rebound and an outlet pass to Derek Beers with a minute 20 to go. Franklin leads by 15. Beers to the left side. Dribble drive into the paint. Up and under and in. Acrobatic play, and Beers has 37. That might be the icing on the cake here, folks. 72-55 with a minute to go. Here's Delaney left side. Back out for Lockwood. Trying to get to the high post. He'll take it in. Great dish down low for Kloon. Up and in. Kloon's got 14. Lockwood with another great assist. But Franklin back the other way. Max Carey, no. And can't get the rebound. GMU will grab it with 45 seconds to go. Ball is picked up here by Lockwood. He'll bring it up the floor. Lockwood in transition to the left side. Taking it to the hoop. Stops. Kicks back out. Delaney. Deep three. Got it. Matt Delaney from downtown, and he's got 12, and a timeout is taken here by Franklin. 31 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's 72-60. Franklin on top by 12. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's 72-60. Franklin on top of GMU, and some of the reserves hopping in here for the last couple of minutes. And we'll actually have a foul shot coming here for GMU, it looks like. As right out of the timeout, GMU passed it in. They're going to call a quick foul on Franklin. And so this is going to be Hunter Lockwood to the line. Lockwood's first shot is up and good. Hunter Lockwood with a team-high 16 tonight for GMU. And Franklin now leads 72-61. This was a must-have game for both of these teams. They're both hoping to get into the top four in the Tri-Valley, which is the new playoff system, as Lockwood nails the second one. Franklin coming into today, they knew if they could win out their last two games of the season, they would end up in third place heading into the playoffs. And this win is certainly going to help them here tonight. Here's Turner Thies down the floor, and he's fouled with 13 seconds to go. Great job by Thies. He was trying to get the ball over to Derek McWeeny for a shot, who just checked into the game, but they'll actually say it was a foul. And Thies is going to go to the line. He's had a heck of a night, too. He's got 14, and he'll head to the line here. It's 72-62 as Thies will head to the line here for Franklin. As again, the Purple Devils on the road getting it done here tonight, as Thies can't make the foul shot, and Dylan Nichols will pick up the rebound. He's trying to go coast to coast, up off the glass, can't get it to go. The rebound comes down here for GMU. They'll pick it out for Matt Delaney. Can't get that to go, and that'll do it. Franklin with a huge road win, 72-62. That's our final post-game show coming up. An amazing contest here tonight. By my calculations, 19 three-pointers made between the two sides. In fact, I might have missed one or two there, so I will make sure I go through and recalculate that before our post-game show. 72-62, the final here tonight between Franklin and GMU. The Purple Devils walking away with the victory. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back with our post-game show and our three awards coming up here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Our post-game show here tonight on CDO. 72-62 the score as the Franklin boys, a huge win here tonight on the road at GMU. This is a must-win game for both teams, and Franklin's able to get it done here tonight on the road at GMU. Again, our final score, Franklin 72, GMU 62. Let's go through our scoring summary first. Here for GMU, they're led by a team-high 17 points tonight from Hunter Lockwood, 14 from Mackenzie Clune, 12 from Matt Delaney, 10 for Nate O'Hara, 5 for Ethan Butts, and 4 for Andrew Baker, and they shot the lights out as well. GMU puts up 62 tonight. They had a great night. It's just Franklin shot a little bit better, led by 37 points, a game-high tonight here for Derek Beers, and followed that up from 14 from Turner Thies, 13 from Max Carey, 3 from Joe Serro, and 2 from Colin Campbell. So Beers with 25 in the first half, and that was just too much to overcome here tonight for GMU. Again, our final 72-62. 62. Let's do our post-game awards here. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I don't think there's any question here tonight, folks. Derek Beers with 37 points. He is going to be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight. He did an absolute phenomenal job. Got into the lane, hit threes early, and kind of gave them that cushion that they really needed. Up next is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I want to give that one tonight to Turner Thies here from Franklin. He had 14 points, but I thought Thies early was really scrappy in the defense that Franklin came out in, and he also did a great job on the boards, I thought. Franklin, for being the smaller team, I thought just kind of really was very scrappy, and Turner Thies came down with a lot of big rebounds early in that game. I'd like to give him our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. This one was easy as well. Hunter Lockwood with 17 points tonight for GMU. Just does a little bit of everything. He brings the ball up the floor, does a great job of just staying cool, calm, and collected, and gets the job done. 17 points. He hit some big threes in that first quarter where it was like a Wild West shootout the entire game. Just absolutely unbelievable. So Hunter Lockwood gets our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight. Folks, we got basketball for you all week long here on CDO. You'll want to tune in tomorrow. The Sydney boys hosting Unitigo. Does it get any better than that? That's a huge rivalry. We'll have the girls on Wednesday, Sydney and Unitigo. And then Friday and Saturday this week, the Sydney boys and girls doing battle down the road at Bainbridge-Guildford. So if you love kind of bread-and-butter matchups, those are the old-school matchups that we're used to. We'll have it all for you here the rest of the week on CDO. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. Again, our final here tonight, Franklin 72, GMU 62 in boys basketball action. Derek Beers for Franklin finishes with 37. That's a game high. Hunter Lockwood with 17 for GMU. That's a team high on the other side. Again, Jim Tomeo, thank you back in the CDO studios. Couldn't do it without you. Thank you to GMU, as always, for getting us set up here tonight to do the game. Love doing games at my alma mater. Ton of fun here at GMU. Again, 72-62, the final score here tonight. Franklin defeats GMU. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.